Egypt's ruling junta says it won't let one group dominate the country because Egypt belongs to all Egyptians. Field Marshal Hossein Tantawi made the comments after a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Cairo. Tantawi says the military won't let the country fall. A war of words between Iraq and the United States over stolen Iraqi artifacts. At the center of the dispute is Iraqi Jewish archives transferred to the U.S. after the 2003 invasion of the country. Baghdad says it wants all the treasure back. Washington is offered to return only half. Syria says its recent attack on the village of Tremseh had targeted terrorists. Syria's foreign ministry spokesman says all those killed were members of armed groups who were using the village as a launch pad for anti-government attacks. Jihad Maqdisi says a large weapons cache was also seized during the operation. Unrelenting protests in Pakistan. Thousands of angry Pakistanis are demonstrating the reopening of supply lines to the U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. The protesters in the city of Karachi are urging officials to close the border immediately. The overland routes were reopened early this month. Afghanistan is mourning the victims of a bomb blast at a wedding ceremony over the weekend. A funeral has been held for a senior police commander killed in the attack. Officials say the Taliban are responsible for the bombing in the northern city of Aibak. Nearly two dozen people were killed. Europe's leading investment bank says there's no end in sight for the Eurozone debt crisis. The head of the European Investment Bank says the crisis will languish for another 2 years. Werner Hoyer has also warned that his bank cannot help save debt-ridden countries in the long term. The UK insists it will secure the Olympic Games despite security concerns. Defense Secretary Philip Hammond says security will be in place to make the London Olympics safe. Meanwhile, the opposition Labour Party is backing calls for financial bonuses for extra troops deployed to help secure the 2012 Games. Northern and western parts of Poland are reeling from a wave of summer tornadoes. This video shows the exact moment the twisters hit the north. The freak tornadoes are blamed for at least one death and near a dozen other injuries.